All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, Midtown? Hey, how we doing? It's a Tuesday on The Usual Suspects, and I know that you guys missed us so much that you missed a day of your work week, and now you're just so damn happy we're back.
I was expecting it to be a Monday.
Everybody kind of...
Yeah, this is weird.
Like, last night I'm watching TV, and normally I go, oh, okay, well, after the Sunday night baseball game, I'm going to watch Sports Sunday and then fall asleep, and I'm like,
oh, wait a minute, fall asleep after Sports Sunday?
Yeah. I mean, I leave you guys on, but so the ratings, if you
want... What a jerk.
If you want to register my DirecTV, you would get the vote because it's still on Channel 2 technically. I'm just looking at the inside of my eyelids by then.
By the way, I was told our ratings for the show were actually doing pretty good.
That's good.
Yeah, I was excited about that.
You're beating out Dr. Poops.
Dr. Poops?
On AT&T Sportsnet, how to poop better with Dr. Chow or whatever
Dr. Doodoo.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a big deal if you're beating out Dr. Doodoo.
No doubt. Well, that's good.
We are the...
Oh, I see what you did there.
Ah, look. Nick got scared already.
Yeah. We just started, Barry.
I know. That's my bad.
We just started.
That's my bad. I'm in a good mood.
Good.
It's a short week this week for me.
Really short week.
For you.
Yeah. Thursday is my last day.
Yeah. For the week or for your tenure?
Okay.
Here?
You know what?
Oh, my bad.
who's filling in for me on Friday?
I think Nick is.
Is
I think
he?
I am, yeah.
Oh, well. I guess you couldn't do any better.
And we're off and running in the first segment, just like that.
Bottom of the barrel. Did you have a good weekend?
Quiet, but not bad.
Well, that's not bad. Yeah. That's always a good weekend.
Yeah.
Nicholas?
Had a great weekend.
Yeah?
Saw Aladdin.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely loved it.
I hope it was worth it, if you know what I mean.
Was
it worth it?
The movie was great.
She rubbed the lamp?
Did she fall for the old penis in the popcorn trick?
Why couldn't we just talk about the movie?
Did you
a
fall?
Whole new world?
Did you fall for the penis in the popcorn trick? Nick's like, I'm hungry. He's like, what is this? Oh, that feels good. Oh, hey, what? Oh, that's me. Dadgummit. I need another popcorn.
Hate you so much.
Nick falls for the penis of the popcorn
less
trick.
Less salt, more butter.
Nick falls for the penis of the popcorn trick when he goes to the movies by himself. So, no, was it a good movie?
It really was. Will Smith did an awesome job.
Really?
Yeah.
I've heard people were up in arms about Will Smith.
I did
being
hear
Aladdin or being the genie.
Genie. Yeah.
So I saw someone on Twitter too, and a friend of mine told me this as well, that they didn't like Will Smith putting the, flavor.
Urban twist to the genie?
Yeah, they didn't like that. They didn't appreciate that, which I think it's a hard job in general because you're filling in, because Robin Williams was the voice in the animated original film.
Right.
So not only do you have to fill that voice,
but
you're
supposed to be a stereotypical Middle Eastern-esque genie? Is that the deal?
I guess
so.
That's what
genies
people are upset about.
Only be Middle Eastern. They can't be anything else. That's it. Just genies are strictly Middle Eastern, right? Is that what people are saying? There can't be a black genie. There can't be a white genie.
That's really racist. But yeah,
for
a lot of people to think that way, but I think you're right.
Like I said, you guys used the right word. It was the urban touch is what some people
were
bothered about.
If you found a magic lamp in Brooklyn, it's going to be a black genie. If you find a magic lamp in Katy, Texas, it's going to be a white genie. They're not just Middle Eastern people.
If you find a magic lamp in River Oaks, it's going to be a rich genie.
Well, there you go.
That's pretty much the answer to that one.
I don't know why people were up in arms about it.
Oh, the girl's very pretty in the movie.
She is. I don't even know who she is, but apparently she was the pink Power Ranger in the show or like the movie or something
like that. Oh, what? I heard a rumor about the pink Power Ranger.
Oh, boy.
Never mind. I won't start spreading rumors.
I didn't hear the rumor, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Enlighten us.
I don't remember the exact rumor, so it would just be...
Would that mean it would be about her specifically? Could be saucy.
I just remember there was something, because, the main Power Ranger, Jason David Frank, lives here in Houston.
Did not know that.
And he fought MMA.
I was at that. And I was at one of his fights.
Yeah. He doesn't like me all that much. Because when he punched that kid backstage, we broke the news and it went national. And then he got in. And got, it was kind of bad for him. But he don't like me. That's okay.
Okay.
It happens. But yeah, so the movie was good. Is it an adult movie? Like if Nora and I go and see it, are we going to enjoy it?
I think you would. I did. I thoroughly enjoyed the movie.
Okay. Really?
Yeah, and there was some cheesy parts, but there was like a good cheesy to it, but there were some cheesy because it's theatrical and there was parts where she was singing and Will Smith was singing. And,
what?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a musical?
Yeah, that's
it's not a musical. It's
I don't like musicals, and for that reason, I'm out.
I'm with him.
I don't think you'll hate the movie. I really don't think so.
If they're singing, I'm going to hate
it. Will Smith is pretty funny in the movie.
What was the musical, the dance one that was up for all the awards a year ago or whatever with Ryan Reynolds and...
No, Deadpool?
No, it was...
No idea.
Oh, it's like, it's not Hollywood or L.A.,
You're talking to the wrong guy. If
it
I'm
was up
watching
for Academy
a movie,
Awards and I was like, it's a musical, I'm out.
Listen, if I'm watching a movie and they start singing, I am done.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I'm except for Honey. I want.
Jeez.
That was pretty good. Other than that, though, I'm out. All right, well, did you get laid afterwards?
Just
no
cut
comment.
To the chase.
No
Just
comment.
Cut to the chase.
No comment.
Why no comment?
Because.
Well, I mean,
I asked if she rubbed the lamp. I mean, just in Aladdin terms, but you know,
I mean, if you're gonna pay your dues and have to sit through Aladdin,
but he liked it,
yeah,
which
it
means
was a good
he
movie.
Appealed to her softer side.
She appeal to your softer side?
I might have enjoyed the movie more than she did. I'm just saying.
Well,
really,
yeah. Look the hell out. Oh. Nick's getting a sensitive side. Okay,
not like that it. Sensitive. But.
I like it. Well, that's good.
Even yeah. even if it was. A sensitive side that had ulterior motives, but
right.
Hey, at the end of the day, if you like the movie, you like the movie.
It is what it is, right?
Yeah.
Good for you, bud.
Mm-hmm.
My weekend was pretty interesting. Sunday night, I went to Dallas.
That's right.
Did a show for 300 Africans.
300?
That was about 250-ish.
That's a big crowd, right?
Yeah, okay. Not bad. Not bad at all. It was pretty funny because... I was literally the only white person at the whole thing, except for the wait staff.
Okay.
There were some white people on the wait staff. But my favorite part of the whole show was right at the beginning, the MC's up there, and it's a lot of Nigerians in the crowd. And he's like, hey, all right, we got a great show. You know, all of the comedians you're going to see today are Nigerian American. And I was like, Oh, we are? Oh, you've heard my radio show? Is this part of the joke? Like, what's going on here? So I thought that was kind of funny that we were all Nigerian Americans. And then right before he brings me up, so I'm the third comedian that's going to go. And he does some time, and then the next comedian does some time, and then it's my turn. And right before he brings me up, he goes, hey, by the way, you know, just wanted to remind you guys that there's a 2-item minimum in the club. So you have to buy at least 2 drinks, or you have to buy, you know, a drink and a food or whatever. And he's like, all right, coming to the stage, Barry Laminack. And I was like, really? You're just going to do that to the white guy? You just, and I said it. I was like, I see how it is. You get everybody nice and pissed off that they got to buy 2 items, and then you bring the white guy up. That's how we're going to do it in this all Nigerian show tonight. And, but they were great, man. It was a great crowd.
That's good.
Yeah, you know, it was a lot of fun.
You stay overnight?
No, I came back. I came back that night because I had originally, I told you I was going to come back and do the morning show this morning yesterday morning, and then AJ had canceled it all. So because of that, I had told him I didn't need a hotel room. So it was too late for me to get a room, and I wasn't going to pay for it. So I think I was home by 11:30.
Oh, that's not bad.
No, it wasn't bad. It was a good time. We had a lot of fun. I enjoyed the crowd. You know, it's funny because you worry as a comedian. You're like, ugh, do I do my set? Do I pander? What do I do? So, I called my buddy Kanis, who is Nigerian, and we talked. And I was like, you do these all the time. What's to expect? So he told me a lot of stuff to expect. One thing he didn't tell me though, in the middle of my set, I'm doing this bit, and all of a sudden, the DJ, because they have a DJ. the DJ starts playing that horn, that you know the DJ horn? Hold on, I have the DJ horn. I got it just
like
for
a
Nick.
Siren horn?
This horn. Hold on. I always do that.
Oh, yeah.
I had a feeling that's what it was.
So
yeah.
I'm telling my jokes. I'm like, yeah, and this chick eats a couch. Then all of a sudden I hear. I was like, this.
Y'all are adding production value?
I was like, this heckling ass DJ.
That's the song Dell used to play for me for dad jokes.
Is playing a horn in the middle of my set. It pissed me off. I was like, no, you don't.
Did you call him out?
No, thank God. Because I almost did. I almost turned around and been like, yo, man. What?
Right.
So I was like, no, be cool. You're outnumbered. So I was like, I did my set, and then I got off, and I texted Kenise. I was like, he was like, how'd it go? I was like, it went great. He gave me some advice on, like, he said, Nigerians are always late. So if you can work in a joke about Nigerian weddings and all that. So I wrote one, and that killed. And so he gave me great advice. It all went well. I was like, bro, one thing that happened, though, was in the middle of my set, the DJ just started playing this horn. He was like, oh, he just died laughing. He was like, yo, I forgot to tell you that they do that. He's like, that means you're killing. Like, they're like, excited. So they start blasting the horn. That means you're doing well. I was like, I thought he was heckling me. He goes, yeah, that's my bad. I forgot to tell you that. And then in the middle of the comedy show, they had a saxophone dude come up and play the saxophone, and everyone danced.
Not in the middle of your set, but
not
between.
Not in the middle of my set. Like, it was me, then one other guy, and then a saxophone player, and everybody danced for like 5-10 minutes. I was like, but you know what? This is pretty cool.
Was he the Nigerian Kenny G?
He was pretty good.
Okay.
He was pretty good. I don't know if he was the Nigerian Kenny G, but he was really good. He's from, like, New York or something. So it was a lot of fun, dude. It was a lot of
cool.
fun. Yeah.
All right.
Pretty cool.
Well, that's good stuff. So that's always good to know. All right. So we got a full show for you today. And if you guys want to join in, the HR&P listener line, 713-780. I'm killing it. 713-780-3776. You can call that number. You can text that number. Hit us up on Twitter where it's at Barry is funny, at Pac-Man Joel with the K, at the producer Nick. Before we head to the break, I do want to tell you about the good people at Twin Peaks, because there's 6 locations around the Houston area, and if you're looking for a great spot to watch the NBA Finals or the Stanley Cup Finals or any sporting event coming up, why not head to a Twin Peaks? Because it's eats, it's drinks, it's scenic views. You already know that the scenic views are the beautiful Twin Peaks girls, but you know that the draft beers are always going to be 29 degrees. They got a thermostat right above the bar, and you're always going to have ice-cold beer to choose from with lots of different beers on tap. And, of course, the menu is to die for. It's all made from scratch items, made right there in their kitchen. Their new smoke menu features lots of great selections, but from their appetizers to their main courses, they just have fantastic food and all the TVs with all the games on for anything that you want to watch. You make a request, they can find it for you because they've got all the packages. So there's only one place to go to when you want to watch sports and get out in the Houston area. That's got to be Twin Peaks. It's eats, it's drinks, it's scenic views, it's Twin Peaks.
Well, hello!
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back, just getting rolling on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Appreciate you taking us along for the ride, wherever you may be on the first day of your work week. Though it's a Tuesday, that's a good thing because it's a shorter work week for you. And we are back at it. So for the next 3 hours, hang with us and have some fun.
Yep.
As we roll.
Uber Mike texted the show. He said, Barry said he's in a good mood. I wonder how much of a good mood he's going to be in once he figures out that all the suspects can't wait for Friday's show.
That's just awful. That's just dumb.
Wow. That's a great text, Uber Mike.
1 star, Mike. That's what you get.
Sometimes
you walk right into what you deserve, and today, 1 star.
You are killing it on the text line, Uber Mike. That was outstanding. I mean, boy, oh boy. You really bringing it.
Thanks, Mike. Just way to just complete Richard move right there, because now we're going to deal with bad mood, Barry, because you screwed
Please.
It up.
I'm not going to let that scrub get me in a bad mood. Are you kidding?
Okay, good.
There ain't no way.
Just checking.
No. This is a great week.
Why? Because you're not working
on
Friday?
Let a 1-star Uber driver get me upset? He can't even drive. He's got one star. Let that idiot bother me. Somebody texted and said, I'm Nigerian and my wife is American. We were invited to a wedding recently and wanted to be there on time at 5 p.m. I told her it was a bad idea, but she insisted. We waited 5 hours before it actually started.
5 hours?
That's the rumor. That was the joke I wrote, was I was like, yeah, a buddy of mine is Nigerian, and in February he invited me to his wedding, said it was going to start at 7, and then I just paused, and the whole room, when I just saying that, the whole room, no, because I guess they all know Nigerian weddings, they were laughing at that. I was like, it didn't start till April, and then so and like it got a big laugh, and apparently that's a deal. Like, they do not start on time.
Really?
At Nigerian weddings. I don't know why. But
so you can't get mad if you come late and miss it?
Yeah.
At what point do you say, well, enough people are here, we'll get it going?
Put it this way. During the show, because when I got there at 5:30 in the afternoon, because that's when he told me to be there. Show starts at 7, doors open at 6. He said, try to get here about 5:30. I was like, that's fine. Got there at 5:30. I was the first one there. And he was like, hey, man, you know, we're supposed to start at 7, but my people, this is Shagun talking, the guy that's putting on the show, goes, my people, man, they don't get here on time, so if we don't start at 7, you don't be surprised. I was like, it's cool, man, no worries. And we started, like, at 7:10, and it was about half full. And people were still coming into to the room, to the show, at 8:45. It was over at 9. People were arriving at 8:45. For a 7
and
o'clock
they all bought tickets?
For seven, everyone in that room had bought a ticket. They were arriving at 8:45 and the show ended at 9.
Wow.
In fact, I walked out when I left, because I left because I had to drive back. So I told him I was going to leave before the show ended. And these two chicks were walking. I passed them and they were at the door. And the doorman was like, sorry, ladies. Because you could hear them. And she was like, this one chick was like, it's no big deal. It's whatever, girl. It happens. And then the guy was like, sorry, ladies. The show's over. They were like, what? He was like, they're pretty much wrapping up right now. It's 8:45. She was like, oh. The other one was like, bitch, I told you. It was funny, but yeah, man, it was a good time.
Good.
Yep.
Well, that's good. So in the meantime, did you peep the Astros at all?
I watched a couple of different games.
You went to one of them, didn't you?
Well, that's right, you did.
I did. Yeah. What was that, Friday?
Yeah, I think that's what I saw you tweet out.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a good night, Friday. A little TV, a little radio, a little
Astros.
Yeah,
that's what it was.
I ended up going to the secret group and hanging out with some friends of mine that were in from Dallas that were doing a show there. So that was a good day for old Barry.
Cool.
Yeah. So went to that game. That was the George Springer getting hurt game.
Yep.
And then watched the game yesterday. Really disturbed about that.
What?
Disturbed
you?
I got a bone to pick with Houston. Why is half or more of the crowd at an Astros game Cub fans?
It is. It really was.
It bothers me for a lot of reasons. One, the Cubs do that, the Red Sox do that, and the Yankees do that. And Cardinals fans
Braves.
Braves?
Braves used to because of the whole superstition
stuff. Right,
the
TBS and all that, but not so much anymore, I don't believe. Especially because they've sucked. Mm-hmm. All the Braves fans magically disappeared. But the one thing I don't understand about this is, and I started tweeting out, I made a kind of a joke tweet about Houston fans and bandwagon fans and all that. But, you know, we want to be known as a baseball town, yet half or more of the crowd on a Memorial Day game is of the opposing team. Now, you can say what you want about, oh, well, this, that, the other. You know where that doesn't happen is baseball towns like Boston. Like the Cubs, you're not going to go to a Chicago game,
dude,
and half of the crowd be Astros fans. You're not going to go to a Cubs game. You're not going to go to a Red Sox
Yankees
game.
I've been at Yankee Stadium when there was a huge rivalry with the Rays, and a guy showed up in a Rays jersey, and they got off to an early lead, and he was loud, and it started out with the rest of the section. You know, they do that, the kind of the Bronx cheer is the sit down, a-hole.
Yeah.
And they started doing that, and then it just fueled him, and he kept going. And I'm sitting right behind the guy who's standing up doing all this. And there's two couples, which I'm looking like it looks like, oh, it's a harmless date. The one guy leans over to him during the middle, between the innings, and he goes, hey, yo, you do that one more time, I'm going to go to my car. I got a gun. I ain't kidding you when I tell you that I'll have it halfway up your you-know-what if you do that again. Because I'm telling you right now, you want to take that, take it to Tampa. But you ain't doing that here.
And I looked, and the dude was like, I'm dead serious. And I was like, okay, well, I might be looking for another seat because I don't want to see this unfold like that.
I don't
want to
get blood on my shirt.
But Dave, Yankee Stadium's rough.
That's what I'm saying, though. I'm not suggesting that. I think Houston fans, for the most part, we're very tolerant. We're very classy. We'll give you a hard time. Like, you know, you'll pass somebody in the concourse. You'll be like, oh, Cubs suck. But it's never more than just some good-natured ribbing, right? What bothers me is those that we want to be a baseball town. We claim to be a baseball town. Astros Twitter is just, I can't tell you how many tweets you see now about the Astros on my timeline. 2014, where were all these people? There were no Astros tweets in 2014. Yet everyone's an Astros fan now, and that's fine. You know,
but own
the bandwagon, right. At least. Let's as Houstonians, let's own the bandwagon. We are bandwagon fans. But what bothers me is that you wouldn't go to Boston, New York, or Chicago, and Cubs specifically, White Sox probably, but Cubs specifically, and be outnumbered by the visiting team.
Well, now think about this, because dealing with Milwaukee and the fact that the Cubs fans have done this to Miller Park, including when they were going to have a playoff, and they were like, oh, we'll just head to Wrigley Field North. Because the Cubs, and remember Cole Hamels started chiming in too.
Okay.
It can't be considered a rivalry when our fans outnumber theirs in their own stadium. And then Brewer fans finally woke up. And then they took more of a, not only did they take more of a personal stance on, we're going to make sure that the seats are filled for their home games. And the Brewers, much like a lot of the teams do, is they require you to put your zip code in when you're buying the tickets. And if they know it's a zip code out of state, and especially in one of those markets, they'll deny the sale. But then Brewer fans started to migrate down south and go to Cubs games.
50-50?
But it ain't 50-50.
Okay.
No.
I mean, dude, there were people tweeting back to me that it was literally 55-45.
Cubs fans in Milwaukee? It was close. Cubs fans in Milwaukee because Wrigley's so tough to get a ticket.
The Cubs are popular. They travel. WGN helped,
right,
you know, like
for sure.
TBS did with the Braves. I'm not knocking that. I'm just saying that if it was half Astros and half Cubs, then that means half of the ticket sales weren't, that it wasn't a sellout for your home team. Like this isn't and it was an off day. It was a Memorial Day. So it was just disappointing to see that and hear that there was a Cubs home run and the stadium is going nuts. I'm like, this sucks.
Yeah, Rizzo's home run, you could hear it. I was listening on the radio and you could hear
it sucked.
The Cub fans getting crazy.
I didn't like it. I was like, man, Houston as a whole, and I'm including myself in this, we got to get our bleep together.
I think it
was. Can't be getting outnumbered by a visiting team like that.
But I think the credit goes, or reason why it ended well, was because the Astros came back and won. So there was a lot of Stros fans that were a little more tolerant because the Stros came back, had a big inning in, what, the third inning and got the lead.
Yeah.
So they were a little bit more tolerant of it. But, boy, I'll tell you what, because it got dicey in the ninth.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it did.
And that would have been another.
Been struggle busting it. By the way, the other thing that you won't see at a Cubs game, a Red Sox game, or the Yankees game, the wave.
Still done with that, huh? They're still doing that. That's crazy.
Drives me nuts.
Yeah,
like we're elementary school baseball fans.
Lisa loves it, and I can't stand it.
Just stop it, Houston. Stop doing the wave.
I'm with you on that.
It's dumb.
But yeah, I mean, look, and here's
this
the thing.
This isn't 1974 anymore. Stop doing the wave.
And I'll tell you, from a Rockets perspective, the Rockets organization is really anal about trying to keep Spurs fan on San Antonio home games or whatever.
They should be.
But it's hard to police it.
Well,
so
I don't know.
All right, well, we're just going to keep rolling here on the show. If there's something you want to add in, HRP Listener Line, 713-780-3776. Call, text, or hit us up on Twitter. Before we head to the break, I do want to tell you, if you guys are planning vacations, if you're traveling for business and you're looking for a better rate on your hotel rooms, you got to head to besthotelrates.com. Besthotelrates.com has done all the work for you. They have deals with 600,000 hotels worldwide, and they probably have deals in place with hotels that you've already stayed at or want to stay at, but they're going to get you a better rate. They pass the savings on to you. And all you got to do is log on to besthotelrates.com. You put in your travel dates. You put in your city of destination. And just like that, you're looking at discounted rates for many of the hotels that you could pay more for somewhere else and may have paid more for in the past. But now going forward, you'll save money and stay safe and secure. Because the fact that besthotelrates.com does the research and makes sure that their customer service backs up your reservation and assures you of staying safe and secure in a top-notch hotel. And all you have to do is remember the name, and the name is in the game because it's besthotelrates.com. Go to besthotelrates.com and start planning your next trip today. It's in the name, besthotelrates.com.
Only a genius could love a woman like she. ESPN. 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, half hour into the big show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Hopefully, all is well, alive and kicking after a long weekend. You had a lot of fun along the way, and now you're ready to have some fun with us today.
I love all the Nigerian wedding texts that are coming in.
There are? Okay.
Yeah, well, somebody said I was the best man at a Nigerian wedding a few months ago. They told me to be there at 6. The bride didn't even get there until 10.
Oh, my God.
We didn't leave until 3 a.m.
Man, I hope they got a lot of coffee. Caffeine better be included to stay awake that long.
That is outstanding.
That's crazy.
Somebody said, it was Memorial freaking weekend. You know how many people were on the road while the Astros were playing? Jeez, get over it. Yeah, you know how many Cubs fans weren't on the road? All the ones that were at the Astros game. So, I'm sorry, I'm not going to allow that excuse.
You know, here's the deal. Every time this comes up, you get defensive Houston fan coming at you with fastballs.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact of the matter is, the problem keeps coming up.
Yep. I love that everyone wants to get so defensive and have an excuse. And the fact of the matter is, I hate to say this. I don't know if we're as good of a sports town as we think we are. How about that?
Yeah, you know, and I've heard what I like is when Astros fans, when the fans of an opponent, like you were mentioning, the Red Sox, the Cubs, whoever, when they start the let's go Cubbies or whatever, and Astros fans will drown them out. That's good because that's the passion you want to see and you want to hear. Look, I've been the guy in enemy territory, and I can tell you where they're good and where they're bad. And like Dallas is the worst when you go and you're a Packer fan in Dallas. And they want to rip you to no end. And then when you prevail, there is nothing better on the planet because no one can say a word to you.
Right.
And you can just verbally abuse them as much as you want. And they take it. But, you know, like in Oakland, I wouldn't be that lippy.
No.
There's certain spots smart, you just don't do it. But you know what? We've seen it. Look, I remember working for the Rockets when the baseline bums were a big deal with the Spurs fans.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, when the other team is introduced, they would all read the newspaper and act like they were uninterested. And all of a sudden, behind the basket one night, there were like 300 baseline bums when the Rockets were being introduced that put their newspapers up. And I want to tell you, it was a company-wide meeting. It was like brainstorming groups. It was, this can never happen. Oh, yeah, right here in Houston at the Toyota Center. And it was not pretty.
Well, again, if you're getting outdrawn by the opposing team.
But the thing is, most of the tickets they're getting are like season ticket holders. Or
are they?
A lot of them are.
At an Astros game?
A lot of those lower level seats are, like we always talk about with the Rockets, they're company owned.
Okay.
But they might not be used.
It was a sellout. And the TV crew was bragging about how it was a sellout, but they had to put an asterisk on it. They were like, yeah, it's sold out. A lot of Cubs fans here today too, though. You don't get a – look, this isn't a team that sells out every home game. So the fact that it sold out meant a lot of Cubs fans bought available tickets to go to that game.
Or secondary marketplace or whatever. They found them. They found a way to get
exactly.
them.
Exactly. And if you're going to sit here and try to tell me that the Astros fans couldn't have done the same thing, I'll tell you that's just not true.
I think that's where the bigger problem lies, is that the Astros fans aren't motivated and they need that external motivation of, oh, Cubs fans are going to try and buy the tickets. Well, we're not going to allow that. And you have to tell them in advance so that they can try and work on that. But if you just told them, hey, great day for baseball, Memorial Day weekend, go out and see a good team, play another good team, and it's good, they're going to be like, I'm going to go to the beach.
I'll just show my support on Twitter.
Or I'll watch
Astros,
it on TV.
Astros fans really show up on Twitter.
Yeah?
Not so much to the game. There are some diehards. Don't get me wrong. There are diehards. There are casual fans that when the team is going well, they'll be there. And when they're not, they're not. And that's fine. There's a ton of bandwagon fans that couldn't name you five players from the 2014 season without Googling it. I'm telling you. But you know what? I hate to say that, but I think we give ourselves credit for being a better sports town than maybe we are. Just because you can look at a Rockets game in the playoffs, a game six, and it's half full.
I can't argue that.
I don't understand that.
Well, take it a step further.
Even Texans games, I mean, that's what the thing I don't understand is. That stadium will damn near be full, and they're a mediocre team. They're an average team.
Football is,
but they'll show up for that. Right. Okay, so then maybe we're just a football town, and we fancy ourselves a baseball town. We fancy ourselves a sports town. No, maybe we're just a football
town.
But
you also get spoiled. They get spoiled because when you talk about it, you're right, because it's carried over too far now. Because this year, because it wasn't the Western Conference Finals, it was the semifinals. Even if it was the team that you wanted to play, the Warriors, you're right. Game six was not great. But when you look at it in the past, when it was the Utah series, when it was the Minnesota series, everybody's like, I don't care. Just wait till they play the Warriors. Now you play the Warriors and you need them. And they're still not coming in droves.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's where you can have some problems too.
I know we have a lot of, I mean, Houston is a transient town. A lot of people there. I always make a joke that I've not met many people from Houston.
Transplants, right?
Yeah.
Right, because I mean, that was the thing when I first got here.
I mean, there's a lot of New Yorkers. There's a lot of people from Boston. There's a lot of Chicagoans. There's a lot of people from Louisiana.
Yep.
This is a town that doesn't have a lot of native Houstonians, comparatively speaking. I feel like.
That's totally true, because even like when I started working here, when I first
moved
here.
All you carpetbaggers. I'm just kidding.
Well, but everybody that I worked with, it was fun during football season, because from office to office, you'd have
different
Bronco
teams.
Fan, Packer fan, Cowboy. You know, everybody had a different city that they were affiliated with, which wasn't Houston.
When I worked at Halliburton, it was the same thing. I mean, there's a lot of people from a lot of different places, not from Houston. And don't get me wrong. Yes, I realize in a city this big, I'm not suggesting that Houstonians are outnumbered. I'm just telling you. That there, I mean, it's similar to like New York. You go to New York, you meet a lot of people that aren't from New York. I mean, it's a destination city to go live in. Same thing with LA. So it's just we have a lot of transplants that move down here for work, for jobs and whatnot, and because the economy's good. So this is part of what you deal with.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Clarence was there yesterday. I saw way too many pictures of him on Twitter, but he wants to chime in here because he was at the game yesterday. So let's get him in. It's an early one for you, Clarence. What's up?
What up, guys?
What's up, man?
And it wasn't pretty obvious at first when we were there. First, we got there early, saw some bad practice, and we were surrounded by Cubs fans. And we were looking like, oh, there's a lot of Cubs fans. And as the game started and as the game goes on and it got packed, you would think there was 50-50 looking around. Then by the time that ninth inning came and they were still packing, Osuna gave up those two bombs, then you realize it was a 70-30 Cubs crowd up in there.
Was it that bad?
Yeah.
70-30?
Bro, I'm not just going to come on and dedicate segments to this for nothing.
I understand, but you said 50-50, which I can even still that bad.
I'm trying to be generous.
But 70-30, man.
I mean, I have a friend, she lives in New Orleans, but she's a huge Cubs fan. She got blacked out, so she couldn't watch the game, but she listened to the game, and she can hear it in the ninth inning. When they gave up those bombs, it got loud up in there.
Wow. That's not a good look. You're right.
No.
And, of course, you're going to get hate
for
that.
But we're a baseball town. World Series was just 2 years ago, and you're getting outdrawn by a National League team on a Memorial Day.
That hasn't won a World Series since the year before you did.
Yes.
And they're on the road. Yeah.
And again, I make the point. And in other baseball towns, in other sports cities like Chicago, New York, and Boston, that's not happening.
You know what? The thing is, because if you go by with the way the Astros build it from a marketing standpoint, it was the chance to take it back from the team that took away your World Series the year before after you won it, which was a stretch.
Yeah.
But...
Yeah, that AT&T ad that they run is awful. They stole it from us. No, they beat you.
Yeah, they beat you head to head.
They beat you straight up, and then they went and beat the National League, and they won the World Series. That's how World Series works.
Yeah.
So
you know what? The Red Sox fans you could hear too. I don't know the difference between Reds. Some of them maybe they're all weekend might be able to tell the difference, but you could hear on the radio and on TV Red Sox fans very prevalent. For that series previous to the Cubs series. So that's an issue.
Yeah.
That's something they got to deal with. So, all right, we'll continue to roll on. Plenty more to get to on the show, but if there's something you you want to clap back on something we've said or you want to chime in, 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line, call, text, hit us on Twitter. I want to tell you right now about the good people at Infuse Energy, great locally owned and operated energy company by Josh Pesikoff and his staff. And how do I know? Because I made the switch about 2 years ago. I've saved thousands off of my bills from my previous company, and you can too. The reason why is because customer service starts with a human being talking to you and talking through when you use energy the most, when you use it the least. Is it for your family? Is it for your business? Until they can pinpoint the best deal and the best rate possible to save you money and be the best provider they can be for your energy needs. And the fact of the matter is that they are so honest with you that in the rare occasion where another company out there can beat their prices, they're going to let you know that too, because they never want you to think that they're trying to screw you over just to get your name on the dotted line, which may mean, hey, you try that other company first, but you'll come back to them because you remember that they were honest with you. And that's all you can really ask for when trying to start a relationship with someone you do business with. So think about it, because all you got to do is call 844-INFUSE2, 844-463-8732. You'll get a human being on the phone instead of an automated system. And if you mention ESPN 97.5, you start with a $25 bill credit and you can go from there. You can also do all your research on infuseenergy.com, but give them a call and check out the customer service that I'm talking about. It's affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back and 100% green energy at your fingertips. Infuse energy into your life. In the middle of the night, and my dream. You should see the things we do, baby.
ESPN 97.5.
I see your dad.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, rolling through hour number one, 3 hour show, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Nick, Barry, Joel on a Tuesday in the big city. Hope you had yourself a wonderful Memorial Day weekend. Hope you also took a little time to really appreciate those that made the ultimate sacrifice and what Memorial Day is all about.
So. Amen to that. I was talking to AJ before I left. What was it, Thursday or Friday? I don't remember. And he was giving me a hard time about Memorial Day. Because we talked about working versus not working, and I told him one of the things I do miss is back when we had the cage door, I tried to be more active in the community, and a lot of fighters in the community are former vets, and so we tried to do stuff that involved them and vets and whatnot, and one of the things we would do is go do like Wreath Across America.
Yep.
At the cemetery over there off Veterans Memorial, and we would do the flags on Memorial Day, and just being at that cemetery on a day like Memorial Day, there's nothing like it. Like it's very humbling, it's very sad, it's very inspiring, just a full range of emotions. And I highly recommend that if you have never been out there to the Veterans Cemetery on Memorial Day or on Veterans Day or even during the holidays, make a trip.
Absolutely.
It's powerful. And that's the one thing I was telling him I do miss, is I always seem to not find time now, which is shame on me. But I think, we should all try to do more as best we can.
We really should. And that was just something I wanted to make sure we mentioned, simply because of the fact that a lot of people just look forward to the 3-day weekend and they don't really realize why.
Yep.
So
true. Phil Pott texted. He said, I was at the Astros game last year, and the wave was going around. I refused to do the wave. Another Astros fan said, "What's wrong with you? Are you too cool for the wave, bro?" Yes, I am. Good on you, Phil Pott. That's what I'm talking
about. Appreciate you, Potter.
Jason said, "I was at the game. It was awful, and we aren't as good of a sports town as we think we are. That's the truth." That was Jason. What's going to be Houston's fans' excuses when there are more Cubs fans tonight and tomorrow night? That's true, because everyone's like, "Well, Memorial Day, people on the road." And well, what happens today and tonight and tomorrow if it's 50-50 or 70-30? Then what? And now some people are texting and saying, "Well, remember now, the Cubs are only in town once a year. That's a lot different. Okay, guess what? The Cubs are only in town in Boston and New York once a year. You think that they're going 50-50, 70-30? Cubs in Boston? You think they're going 50-50, 70-30? Cubs in New York? No.
And here's the other
thing.
Ain't
happening.
You got to be willing to pay. So everybody that's saying, well, it's a problem because they jack up the prices for the Yankees, the Red Sox, and the Cubs. Guess what? Their fans don't have a problem paying it. Mm-mm.
No, they don't.
So that's something you got to consider, too, when you make that argument.
Jason said, my section was 70% Cubs fans, to my dismay. That's got to suck. When you are there, and I commend every Astros fan that showed up, mm-hmm. it's got to suck when you're outnumbered in your own home ballpark. And you're trying to get a chant going and have some fun, and everyone around you is a Cubs fan? That would suck. I'm not going to lie.
I'm with you 100%, and I would get pissed off about it.
Somebody we got to this too late when Clarence called in the previous segment, but somebody said, ask Clarence if there was any gripping and farting going on at the game. If you missed that, you need to go back to Friday.
He's not
going to
be happy.
Friday, third hour. Was it the third hour? Yeah. Third hour
of the
show. It was
the last hour of the Friday show. Yes.
Third 100%. Hour of the show on Friday, gripping and farting will go down as...
I was playing hoops with my boys on Saturday, and they were like, dude, I was listening to y'all on Friday. How in the hell do you guys not get in trouble? I said, look, strategically, we use the commercial breaks to see if we can say certain things, but, you know, we do our homework a little bit.
Oh, sometimes we just throw it out there and see what happens.
You do, yes.
You. Oh, look, it was we. You do.
You do. Nick, of us three, who does it? Just throw it to the wind and take a shot. Say it first and then worry about
probably
ramifications.
Barry.
Yeah.
Probably Barry.
Yeah.
Sorry, sir.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You're not the pussy willow in the group.
Do you not remember when we were a National League Central team? It was always like that. There were Cub fans everywhere. I hated it.
It's very true. Yeah, when Cubs, well, it was worse because think about it.
But that's more understandable. But you're not even in the National League anymore, and you're getting outdrawn by a National League team.
But think about your division when you had the Cubs and the Cardinals.
Oh, that
you
would
saw
suck.
It
oh,
a lot
God,
more
that's
because
true.
Every you played them more often, and every time they were in Houston, Cubs fans and Cardinals fans were all over the place.
You mentioned that. Steelers fan one said, St. Louis is a huge baseball town when I was there driving. Yeah, St. Louis might be the best baseball town in America.
No doubt about it.
Period, end of story. They have that reputation, and they live up to it.
I've been there to see Astros games in St. Louis. It's not even just the stadium that is completely red. It is the mall, the restaurant, everything in the city. When the Cardinals are at home, mm-hmm. it's like a citywide holiday that you want to back the Cards.
But on Memorial Day, they got things to do. So I'm sure it would be 70-30 Astros over the Cardinals.
No.
Now, I am curious. How do you think the Cubs-Cardinals would do, because, I mean, the Cubs travel well.
That's a hell of a rivalry, by the
it
way.
Is
that
a, that's what
Cardinals,
I'm saying.
Yeah.
The Cubs travel well. That is a huge rivalry, Cubs and Cardinals. Mm-hmm. Josh Rapp will tell us, how many Cubs fans do you see at a Cardinals game?
I'm sure it's
that
tough.
Would be interesting. Yeah. But I guarantee you it's not 70-30 like Clarence
No, there's
is saying.
Some, but I don't think it's close to. There's nowhere close to 50.
Because they sell out, I bet, most
they
of
do.
The time.
Yeah.
Barry, Lance had a Q&A on barbecue this morning. It must be nice to have support for your passion from your peers. Hashtag lawn talk.
It's not nice.
That's beautiful. Oh, so beautiful.
He had Chris Ballard on this morning, the GM of the Colts.
Yeah.
And it was not what I was expecting.
No?
You know, I think he's a thespian. Oh. I think that he was a major in or a minor in acting. And so they John was out, so he had his acting friend from L.A., on the phone to do the show too,
uh-huh.
and it was not the conversation I was expecting.
It was
when
weird or what?
It was just a little different, yeah.
Yeah.
And then Lance wrapped it up and he said, "And Chris Ballard, the general manager of your Houston Texans, right there."
Oh, really?
Ballard's from here, and then he was like, "Whoops, Freudian slip." It was fantastic.
Wishful thinking,
because he's done a hell of a job in Indy.
Yes, he has. Somebody suggested we're more like LA. Too many other options to do here. That's why we don't show up.
What, the Dynamo was home?
Yeah.
Come on.
I feel like if you look at the representation in social media and online and the number of hats and jerseys and T-shirts that you see around town for the Astros and the professed love of this team versus how many people show up.
Because I will say this, that whole orange and blue and logo around town thing, there is a ton more Astros support than I've ever seen in the 20-some years I've been here.
Absolutely. I wonder what the attendance figures look like this year.
That I would say be they're still pretty good.
Do you think they're top five
in baseball?
Yeah. Hey, we're a baseball town, right? There's a whole thing called Astros Twitter. How could we not be top five?
You want me to say that now? Or you want to save it?
I'm gonna pull it up. In fact, I have it up now. This is going to be interesting.
Okay, this will be fun. We'll give our answers when we get back. All right. 1 hour in the book. Still 2 hours to go. The show. Plenty more to get to. As Barry said, we're going to get to some Astros attendance and get you some numbers to put some analytics behind the opinions and other things to get to as well. It's the usual suspects. ESPN 97.5.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map.